WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today, we're diving into something that's not just about physical health, but also mental well-being, mindful eating. Ever feel like you're mindlessly shoveling food in your mouth, barely tasting it? You know that feeling when you finish a meal and have no idea what you actually ate? Yeah, me too. But there's a way to change that. Stoicism can help us reclaim our relationship with food and turn each meal into a mindful experience. So why is this important? Well, think about it, we spend a third of our lives eating, right? Wouldn't it be amazing if those meals weren't just fuel stops, but opportunities to connect with ourselves, appreciate the nourishment we're receiving, and even cultivate some inner peace? That's what mindful eating is all about. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a stoic eater. First, slow down. Seriously, take your time. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the act of eating. Chew each bite thoroughly, savor the flavors, and pay attention to the textures. It's like meditation for your taste buds. Remember, stoicism is about living in the present moment, and mindful eating is a perfect way to practice that. Second, listen to your body. Ask yourself, am I truly hungry or just bored? Do I need a snack or am I emotionally eating? Become aware of your body's signals when it's full, satisfied, and even when it needs a break. It's about respecting our physical needs rather than simply reacting to cravings. Third, be grateful. Take a moment before you eat to appreciate the food in front of you. Think about the farmers, the cooks, and everyone involved in bringing this meal to your table. Gratitude isn't just good manners, it shifts our perspective from scarcity to abundance. Remember, Stoics practice gratitude for what they have, not envy for what others possess. Fourth, choose quality over quantity. It's not about restricting yourself, but rather making conscious choices about the food you put into your body. Opt for whole, unprocessed foods that nourish your body and mind. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, the good stuff. Stoicism teaches us to make deliberate decisions, and our diet is no exception. And finally, enjoy the experience. Eating shouldn't be a chore. Find pleasure in preparing meals, savoring each bite, and connecting with others over food. Make mealtimes opportunities for laughter, conversation, and shared moments. Remember, life is about enjoying the simple pleasures, even something as basic as a good meal. Think about that last time you felt truly satisfied after a meal. Did your mind wander? Was your phone out? Probably not. You are present in the moment, appreciating each bite. That's mindful eating in action. Now imagine that feeling every single time you eat. Doesn't that sound amazing? Let me share a real-life example. A few weeks ago, I was grabbing lunch on the go, my usual routine, right? Sandwich, chips, a quick gulp of water, and bam, gone before I even knew what happened. That night, I realized something. I wasn't actually satisfied. My body felt heavy, but I wasn't energized. It made me think about how much I was missing out on by not being present during meals. So, the next day, I decided to try something different. I took a moment before eating my lunch to appreciate the fresh ingredients, the aroma of the food, and the simple act of nourishing myself. I chewed slowly, savored each bite, and paid attention to how it made me feel. The difference was incredible. Not only did I feel more satisfied, but I also enjoyed the entire experience. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindful eating today. You might be surprised by how much this simple shift can improve your overall well-being. Remember, stoicism is about cultivating inner strength and resilience, and mindful eating is a powerful tool for achieving that. Keep in mind, folks, every bite is an opportunity to connect with yourself, appreciate the present moment, and nourish both body and soul. Make it count, and don't forget to share your mindful eating experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep those plates clean.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.